Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pelham. I'm Andrew Schneider. Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock joins us on today's program to talk about the upcoming commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Red Rock Dam.
Well, Tracy, hard to believe for many people, it's been 50 years since the Red Rock Dam was completed and thus forming Lake Red Rock, which is sitting behind us here as we sit in the visitor center. First of all, as you think about 50 years, you've been here for quite a while too. What has it meant to have this lake in this community, and what does it mean to be celebrating a half a century here in Marion County?
Well, it's an amazing playground, you might say, for people, and to have it so close to the towns of Pella and Knoxville, having the largest contiguous piece of public land in the state of Iowa right here in our backyard, yeah, it really says something. You know, a lot of people may not realize that less than 1% of land in Iowa is publicly owned. So that's it's really a large benefit to have that right here. And over the years, I've seen so many people that come back year in, year out to enjoy the lake, camping and boating and bringing friends and family. So it's really almost a legacy, you might say, for those that have come to enjoy it.
Well, and for 50 years, the lake has served a variety of missions through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. What are those core principles, and how have they continued to evolve, really, even in your time here the past couple decades?
I would say the thing that evolves the most has been the recreation side of things, but the primary purpose is flood risk management. The terminology of what we use to describe what we do with the dam and trying to protect those that live downstream and have industry downstream, that has maybe changed in terminology some, but the purpose is still there. And we could see that this spring in just the amount of water that came through, the use of the Tainer gates, from the amount of flows coming into the lake and out. So I don't think, I think it really, again, brought that home to people, why we are really here in the first place. But now as summer is, feels like it finally is gearing up, we're seeing our campgrounds filling and the beach is getting full and people getting out on the lake. And that recreation aspect of who we are those that enjoy the lake has really, I think, come home. Even though it was a little slow getting started with the weather we had this year. And with the amount of recreation, people may not realize that if they get a chance to walk around in the forests or the prairies that are here, we do have that environmental stewardship aspect to our job. There's a lot of resources here, water issues, you know, the fish and wildlife that depend on it. That's a big part of what we do, even though it may be more of a back seat and not as visible unless people get out and really enjoy it.
Well, and some of the programs that you run through your summer programs have to deal with the history of the lake. In the last couple of years, you've had folks who spoke from the town of Cordova, and you've had people who have talked about the historic town of Red Rock, the town beneath the lake, so to speak. And over the years, it seems like the Corps really try to do their effort to tell people those stories, because we're getting to a point where the 50 years, that's almost a lifetime for many people. And two generations now have seen, if not more, this lake come to life, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And those stories are very interesting. And thankfully, some of the people that know those stories firsthand are starting to put them on paper or have put them on paper. You know, Harriet Husenfeld, who wrote about the annals of the town of Red Rock. And we've had Grace Carr, who wrote about Cordova News. And then we've had, most recently, Darlene and Bill Carr that have written the memories of Cordova and provided that program just recently. So it is, you're right, it's important to capture those stories and to share those stories. And thankfully, some of that has been captured. But hopefully people will take advantage of those if they get a chance to read them to learn more.
Well, and we think about the history of the dam itself, and you actually have a program that will be going out ahead of Balloon Fest coming up here soon about the cost of the project and how it's changed. And we have a big project that's transforming it again as we think about 50 years with the Red Rock Hydro Project. And I know you can't speak specifically to some of those details, but that's a huge change for our lake again, and another benefit and another mission that this lake is going to serve, maybe indirectly.
Right. It's really first and forefront if you're down below the dam to watch the hydropower project take shape. And now that it's so close to being completed, I think watching that basically go online, and hopefully the next year we'll be able to really see that and a little bit more clearly. And thankfully, Vern Cochran, one of the people that works for the hydropower facility, has been very open about providing that information and doing some public programs. And he'll be doing two more of them for us this summer.
Well, and you actually have a special program coming up during the Red Rock Balloon Fest. So the 9th Annual Balloon Fest, really another one of those recreation opportunities. You talk about serving the mission of the lake developed by Pella and Knoxville, actually, to celebrate the lake. And you're actually going to have a special guest here and a special ceremony, a brief ceremony to recognize the 50-year dedication.
Exactly. Our district commander out of the Rock Island District Office, Colonel Sattinger, will be joining us around 5:30 on Saturday night, and providing just a short speech to help people basically welcome visitors that are coming here, and to again bring home the importance of the dam over those last 50 years, and just encourage people to celebrate and also enjoy the area and all that it has to offer.
For this program, where is that going to be available if people want to have this little program or guide to the 50th anniversary?
The 50th anniversary booklet that's at the printers will be available at the Visitor Center. We'll probably have a supply on site at the beach as well for those that would like to pick one up. They should be ready by then. And I'd also like to mention that we'll be having some 50th anniversary birthday cake shortly after the Colonel's speech, provided by the Red Rock Lake Association. So hopefully people will join us for that as well.
Once again, that was Park Ranger Tracy Spry previewing the upcoming commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Red Rock Dam on Saturday, July 13th at 5:30 p.m. on North Overlook Beach. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.